Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumberg with Power Systems Design. Now, as the world moves away from fossil fuels and rushes headlong towards electrification, we'll have to solve a number of problems. One of them, of course, is fixing our collective range anxiety, mainly by building out the infrastructure so there's enough charging stations to accommodate the populace. But equally as important is dealing with the increased strain on the grid. The simple fact is that the grid wasn't designed to deal with these elevated demands. We'll have to solve that issue and quick. And on the line to discuss that is Henrik Mattison, the general manager of grid infrastructure at Texas Instruments. So, Henrik, thanks for joining us. And could you start by discussing your role and what you do exactly at TI?
Yeah, good morning, and thank you for having me. So, yeah, my name is Henrik Mattison. I'm general manager for energy infrastructure at Texas Instruments. And, you know, me and my team, we help customers solve the shine challenges in smart meters, solar energy, EV charging, grid automation, and so on, with the goal of making the grid greener, smarter, more resilient. And, you know, my team's expertise is usually around high voltage power, current voltage sensing, battery management, edge processing, connectivity. So, you know, those are some of the key technologies to solve some of those problems on the grid.
Okay. How has this grid strain become such a serious issue, and how recent a problem is it?
So I think if you think of it, you know, the availability for energy has, you know, been a key driver of growth since back in, you know, since the Industrial Revolution. And up until this point, you know, it's mainly been driven by burning fossil fuel. Now we are at a point where we're about to change both how we consume, generate, and store energy. So for the first time in history, you know, it's not going to be an electromechanical generators that generate most of our energy. Instead, you know, we will build an energy system around high voltage converters, which are semiconductor-based AC and DC to DC converters. And they will be at the core of our grid system. At the same time, you know, we have electrical cars replacing combustion engine parts, which means that we will create an infrastructure to charge them fast and safely. And, you know, to also take advantage of that transition to electrical vehicles, you know, we will have to integrate solar and EV charging even better, so that this increased electrical need, you know, can be covered with renewable energy. And this is also where then energy storage systems comes in, as those can help us to store energy from wind and solar that can be used at a later point. So, you know, and if this is then based on increased regulation or market demand, you know, semiconductor innovation, you know, is occurring here at a very rapid rate to help meet our customers' sustainability requirements. And, you know, from a TI standpoint, of course, we are excited about this transition because, you know, we believe that, you know, our portfolio here of, you know, analog and embedded processing is well equipped to help our customers in this energy transition.
Makes sense. Now, how are grid operators dealing with the issue of grid strain right now?
So I think from a grid operator standpoint, they are looking at, you know, three different aspects, so to say. So I think they are, you know, they're trying to increase generation, and they do that, you know, through building more solar energy systems. So in many places of the world, solar actually accounted for about 50% of all the capacity additions last year, U.S. included. And so this just highlights, you know, the need, of course, for making those systems more efficient and smaller and easier to install. And, you know, that's where we from a semiconductor standpoint can help. You know, when we increase switching frequencies in our DC to DC and DC to AC converters, you know, that helps minimize the size and the weight of passives, you know, like the inductors of those systems. And then also, of course, new power semiconductor technology like GaN and current sensing technologies does help make those passive components like heat sinks, inductors, smaller. And we also then improve efficiency so that less energy is lost in that conversion. The other thing that they are working on, so the second part of this is then energy storage system that then get added, because this add a capability to store energy. So, you know, the development here is completely changing how a grid system operates. So there are times today, usually during early morning and late afternoon hours, where, you know, energy storage systems already today provide a couple of percentage of all the energy in some of the grid networks. And, you know, that's where, you know, from a semiconductor standpoint, we see this, you know, as a demand on our, you know, battery management technology that helps monitor those lithium ion cells. And then the last aspect, which then, you know, really relates to how we consume energy, is then that the grid operators are trying to encourage consumers to use energy when there is plenty of it and use less when we don't have so much energy in the grid network. You know, and this can be done either through time of use tariffs, which then basically makes energy cheap when there is abundant. Or it can also, you know, come through incentives to consumers to maybe not charge your EV during peak demand. And this is, you know, where, you know, TI helps with edge processing solutions. That goes all the way to, you know, artificial intelligence technologies and so on that can help a grid operator to disaggregate loads, you know, or improve safety of those systems so that we can continue consume more of this energy that's being generated.
Okay, now, I think we've all heard of battery storage for a number of applications, but could you discuss the scale that'll be necessary to sustain around-the-clock demands on the grid, and especially when there's increased demand at night?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, I think if you you know, if you look at most of the, you know, grid networks today, and there is a famous what is called the duck curve, so to say, which basically describes how you know, energy is being consumed in the grid network, and usually you have a fairly low energy consumption during nighttime, and then you have a peak in the morning, and then you have less demand during midday, and then there is a peak in the, you know, early or late afternoon, early evening hours to then go back down overnight again, so to say. And if you look at that, it's, some people think that looks like a duck, and that's why it's called the duck curve. And what really is happening, what really has happened over the last couple of years is that when more and more generation comes from solar, and solar then helps, of course, to fill in that middle part of that curve, so to say, because, you know, the peak solar generation is going to be during midday, obviously, when the sun is at the highest point. And where we then need, you know, the energy storage systems is for those early, you know, so the peak in the morning and those peak in the in the afternoon or in the early evening hours. And what we see there is that more and more, you know, grid operators are requesting batteries with up to 4 hours or 2 times 2 hours of operation, which basically means that you are using usually then the low demand for energy during nighttime to store that into an energy storage system overnight that can be used in the morning peak hour, and then you use often abundant energy during midday that comes from solar that you then store into an energy storage system to be used in the afternoon peak hours. And then during times there will be, as said, a couple of percent of the whole energy that could come from an energy storage system.
All right, that sounds good. Now, Henrik, before I let you go, how is TI working to help alleviate the strain on the grid?
So there is, So TI is focused on four, key technology areas that relates to this energy transition. I mentioned it a little bit in my beginning here as well. So let's go in a little bit in detail here. We have, high voltage power conversion, and, that's where then, GaN, for example, can help customers to design solar inverters with, higher power density. We have, our portfolio of real-time controllers that are built for power control of wide bandgap devices. And those technologies are really helping to making this transition easier as they improve efficiency, can make the system smaller and easier to deploy. The second area is current and voltage sensing. And here, TI has recently announced, new families of in-package Hall-based current sensors that are very precise and that can help make those advanced power topologies easier to implement. Here I expect those current and voltage and isolation requirements to, keep increasing as we, produce more power in the future. So we will need, higher voltage and current in each unit to improve productivity. Then the third one is really, the edge processing and connectivity. This is basically the fact that more and more grid equipment will become smarter. This means that every node will have processing and connectivity. And when I talk about nodes here, this could be an e-meter, this could be a solar system, this could be an energy storage system, could be an EV charger that then have information about electricity prices, knows about customer preferences. And, here we see a strong adoption of, larger processing capabilities like a Linux-based processor. And, here our scalable Zitara platform with low power and security features, is being requested by customers in everything from, e-meters to EV chargers. And then, the connectivity aspect of that will also help to add either wired or wireless protocol to make sure that, we have cloud connectivity, which then will help with things like, weather forecasting and so on. This is also, of course, an area where, we see artificial intelligence coming into this space because when you then put this capability, a processing capability out in those edge nodes, that's also when we can start to make, smarter decisions on, for example, on, load disaggregation, which basically means that we would know what is consuming energy right now and what is producing energy right now with a much better degree than we know today. The last aspect here is really the, the battery management piece of it, which is part of that energy storage system that we discussed before. Both in home and on the grid, those systems will make solar energy more available, also at times when the sun is not there. And, obviously when we charge and discharge those battery cells, you will need monitor, gauging, and so on. And, if we can measure those voltages more accurate, our systems can build, our customers can build ESS systems that runs much more effective and use more of that available energy.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Henrik. I want to thank you for your time. And to our audience, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.